dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas, and Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as a tour of the battle space of the war for the free world. We are very pleased to have with us one of the people who is really at the forefront of so many of the fights in that battle space in the United States Congress. He is Congressman Doug Lamborn. He represents the people of Colorado's 5th Congressional District. He serves on a number of relevant committees, including the House Armed Services Committee and its Strategic Forces Subcommittee. Also, he chairs the Subcommittee on Energy and Mineral Resources of the House Committee on Natural Resources, as well as serving on the Veterans Affairs Committee. So much in your portfolio, Congressman, that we're anxious to talk with you about, and I'm delighted to have you with us. Welcome back, sir.
You're very welcome. And Frank, thanks for the great work you do educating the American people on national security issues.
Well, thank you. It's our privilege to try, and with your help, I think we do a rather better job of it than we would otherwise. Let me start with something that you and another of our heroes on Capitol Hill, Congressman Trent Franks of Arizona, co-wrote in, of all places, the Moscow Times about arms control and the fact that the Russians are seemingly in violation of one treaty, and you thought that that might be a basis upon which to junk one of the other ones, the New START treaty. Talk a little bit about your thinking on that and why this would be a good idea.
You know, Vladimir Putin and his fellow Russians have been really upset at the U.S. for deploying and research and developing a missile defense for our country. They feel like it's a real threat to them, even though it's only intended against rogue nations like Iran or North Korea. And they are now threatening to withdraw from New START if we don't scale back on missile defense. You know what, Frank? New START was a bad idea in the first place. Let's call their bluff. And if they want to withdraw from New START, and actually there's evidence that they might be cheating on the side anyway, but if they want to withdraw from New START, that's good for our country. We shouldn't have entered it into the first place. Let's call their bluff.
But what I guess we're hearing from you as much as anything is that we mustn't allow our capabilities to defend ourselves against missile attack to be compromised in the will of the wisp hope that they're not violating this treaty, as they are the INF treaty and practically every other one. But Congressman Lamborn, as a co-chairman of the Electromagnetic Pulse Caucus in the House, I'd appreciate it if you'd talk a little bit about the missile threats as you see them developing, particularly from the South, against which we have no defense or even really any warning system at the moment, as a further reason for having greater latitude than apparently the administration is willing to give us under this treaty.
In our homeland, Frank, the only missile defense systems that we have deployed for long-range threats is a little bit in California and some in Alaska. Now, we do have Patriot missile batteries for very short-term missiles, but not for the long-term intercontinental threats. Now, Iran is quickly wanting to do what it can. I don't know if this initiative by Barack Obama is going to slow them down or not. I'm skeptical. But they want to have nuclear weapons. They want to have intercontinental ballistic missiles. So we are deploying something in Europe that is intended to be a shield against Iran, both for our European allies and also for ourselves in the long run. But Russia thinks it's all about them. It's always about them. And it's not. We're doing this because of Iran. They are taking umbrage at this. They want us to stand down on our missile defenses, and we're not going to do that.
Boy, I sure hope we're not. Congressman, you serve, as I mentioned, on the House Armed Services Committee Strategic Forces Subcommittee. And in addition to missile defenses, you also, I know, are very engaged on the whole question of the adequacy of our strategic deterrent. There have been a lot of concerns expressed recently about our airmen, missileers, who have exhibited, low morale, to say the least, but also some disciplinary issues and the like. Do you think that we have a larger systemic problem with the condition of our nuclear deterrent, in part perhaps as a result of President Obama's low regard for the entire enterprise?
Well, the morale of individual airmen needs to be constantly watched over vigilantly so that they keep to the highest standards of professionalism. I think that's an ongoing thing, and I'm not really surprised about that. Let's keep working on that. What I am concerned about, Frank, is that it seems like there are some in this administration that want to get rid of some of the intercontinental ballistic missile defenses we have, the missiles that we have deployed in Montana, North Dakota, and Wyoming, with a little bit in Nebraska and Colorado. These missile fields are an essential counterbalance to the Russians. And yet we have some in this administration that are talking about getting rid of some of these. In fact, the latest thing we've heard is that supposedly they, in the Air Force, they are wanting to look into an environmental impact statement of what would be involved in getting rid of one of the three major fields that we have. And yet, Frank, we had bipartisan, bicameral language in the recent military legislation for the U.S. saying that they cannot spend money for such a negative purpose. And yet they are lawlessly trying to go forward with that if our information is correct.
Well, it seems as though this is part of the larger agenda of really ridding the world of nuclear weapons, starting with ours, Congressman Doug Lamborn, and seems like a bad scheme. I pray that this is something that, as with missile defenses, the Congress is going to stand up and oppose. I also mentioned that you serve on the energy chair, in fact, the energy subcommittee of the Natural Resources Committee. I know you're looking at a lot of different aspects of our energy posture, but not least, as I mentioned, you're very much engaged on this EMP issue. Are you heartened, Congressman Lamborn, by the fact that there seems to be a growing awareness of the vulnerability of our electric grid to not just electromagnetic pulse attack, but all manner of other threats, including solar flares and physical strikes, as well as cyber warfare? And do you think this is a time when we may actually see the sort of legislation you've sponsored, the SHIELD Act, come to the fore and be considered by the Congress?
I sure hope so. And Frank, I agree. I think there is a growing awareness. It has a ways to go. It's only beginning. We had this recent attack, possibly a precursor to a terrorist attack in the future of an important electrical substation in Silicon Valley there in California. So, or the other threats you mentioned, a rogue nuclear missile, creating EMP, a solar flare, which is beyond anyone's control. We do have to pay attention to the health of our electrical grid, because so much of our way of life as a country depends on that. It's critical, and I think it's a good thing that we work on. Trent Franks has been a real leader in this, and I'm happy to work with them and you on this.
Well, we pray that this will come to fruition before we are subjected to one or the other of these horrific problems, because as you say, Congressman Lamborn, our society does depend absolutely critically upon the grid. Finally, Congressman, let me just ask you about another initiative that you've been in the forefront of, namely inviting Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel to speak before a joint session of Congress, presumably in the next few days. Why is that important, do you think, at a moment like this?
It would be really good to do this. We have about 100 congressional co-signers on this letter. Brad Sherman of California, myself, initiated this bipartisan letter. And we think we should hear from Benjamin Netanyahu. He did address Congress several years ago, but a lot has happened since then. Look at Iran, for instance. I think it's important to hear from him. And he'll be in the country, as you said, addressing AIPAC in a couple of weeks. We should hear from him. He is one of ours, if not our closest allies, Israel, that is, as a country in this world. So let's hear from what's really going on. I don't fully trust this administration, Frank, to give us all the information we need to know about Iran.
Well, about Iran and maybe even about John Kerry and his machinations on the so-called peace process. And it's heartening that you have Congressman Brad Sherman, a Democrat, co-sponsoring this initiative with you. And I know a number of other Democrats have joined in. I hope that that's evidence that there's a growing concern on both sides of the aisle and on both sides of the Hill, Doug Lamborn, that we're going to be really undermining our friends in Israel and imperiling not only their interests, but ours in the Middle East as well. I hope this effort will succeed and that you will hear from Bibi Netanyahu and that you'll come back to us again soon with a report on this and much, much more. Thank you for the work you do on Capitol Hill, Congressman Lamborn. Keep it up. And as I say, I hope we'll have a chance to take stock with you again in the near future. Next up, Christian Whiten joins us to talk about Ukraine, where it's headed and what it'll mean for you. Straight ahead.
Go to SecureFreedomRadio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.